Hi, everyone, and welcome. This is Tisha. Thank you so much for joining me today on this Saturday, or if you're listening to the recording. Thank you for ringing in. And happy equinox to everyone. Today is the equinox. I did not realize that when I scheduled it, and so it's perfect. So if things around balance are coming up for you in the last few days or today and the next few days, that's why, because the theme of the equinox is all about balance. All right, so just a little bit of logistics here. When I first scheduled this teleseminar, it was going to be just a regular seminar. And in the meantime, I started organizing my podcast. And so this call has turned into my very first podcast, our official podcast. So thank you for being here on this first podcast. And I'd love for you to subscribe for future ones. My next one will be in April. We'll have to look at the date. 16th, I believe. It'll be all about clutter. For you guys who may be new to me, my name is Tisha Morris. My website is earthhome.tv, and I love all things spaces, related to spaces. And today's podcast, let me turn my email off for a second so we don't hear that. Today's podcast is going to be a little bit heavier, so to speak, heavier than the future podcasts. Pretty deep stuff that we'll be getting into today. But it's really cool and very, very profound, and hopefully very helpful for you guys going forward. And it's perfect timing. And we're in the middle of eclipses, equinox. Aries just went, just came into Aries. Lots and lots of energy coming up for people. And that was part of the timing of scheduling this when I have, because a lot of things are coming up for people. And I'm hoping that this meditation really helps kind of clear the stuff out for folks once and for all. That's my goal and my expectation. So let me kind of give you some background and tee this up. I call this soul retrieval through space. And all my work is using space as a conduit for healing. And whether that's on the decorative level or on a very transformational energetic level, which is what we'll be doing today. Kind of today is kind of the deep end of what I do. And so not as light and fluffy as pillows and curtains that will come down, come in the future episodes. But space clearing is is kind of what I could consider my niche. I started out doing energy work on people before I did it in spaces. And so my lens through feng shui and space has always been through energy, looking at from the energy, the context of energy, and seeing the unseen world going on that most people can't see. And there's a whole world going on in your space that most people don't know that's going on, because most people can't see energy. And everything is, obviously we know everything is energy. You have energy from the land coming into your space. You have energy from the house itself. You have energy from your furniture. You have energy from you and any other occupants. And you mix it all together and you get a lot of energy. And then you have energy from previous owners still lingering in the space. And that's a big reason why space clearing is a very popular and very valuable tool. And so space clearing has been a bit of my niche. I have a pretty good knack of clearing spaces, and I even have my product Smudge Spray that helps clear spaces as well. I try to find a way to put myself in a bottle as much as possible and be in as many spaces as possible, and that's what I came up with. And so I've been doing space clearings for years, and anything from predecessor energies, which is energy from previous occupants, to entities, to just general maintenance clearing, and so in feng shui, in the context of space clearing, it is about clearing Whether it's your, if you had a big blow up argument with your partner and, clearing that out, anything from that all the way to, trauma that could have happened in the house in the past. And so this is usually, what we're addressing when we talk about space clearing. But in the last couple of years, it's become more and more apparent to me that, or the question of what about our energy that we've left in previous spaces? So we're clearing other people's energy out of our space, but what about our energy that we've left in previous spaces? And I guarantee you all have, unless you have been uber conscious upon moving out of a space, which I now do when I'm leaving a space, moving out of a space. Although there's even times when I've, even knowing what I know, have failed to do it just because it's a very, very busy, busy time, lots of logistics and emotions and moving in the moving process. So it's very easy. Not only is it, easy to leave physical items, but it's also very easy to leave our energy. And so I have had an interesting experience the last couple of months. I moved temporarily back to Nashville following my mom's passing and been doing lots and lots of clearing out on every level since being here, on the very logistical level of some items that I had left at my parents' house that I just wrote a blog article about that was very, very telling. And but then also any strings from past relationships. And I've had the unique opportunity to actually almost do a in-person soul retrieval and driving by every house that I've ever lived in Nashville and also my hometown, Hendersonville. And it's brought to my attention that this is what we all need to do, although we don't have to do it in person. This is what's so amazing about energy. There's no time and space. And so instead of you having to go by all your houses, you can do it with me today. Although we won't be able to cover all your houses. But I've been having a series of dreams during this time and realizing, well, I had a dream a couple of years ago that brought this concept to my attention. There's a house I'm particularly fond of, and of all the houses I've lived in. It was really the last time that I felt at home. I lived there for 5 years, which is the longest I've ever lived anywhere in my adult life. And that house has always held a very special place in my heart. I was very, very, it was like a codependent relationship almost. And of course had codependent relationships while living there as well. But I always looked at that house as like where my heart was or is. So I had this dream a couple of years ago where I revisited that house and I walk in and on the living room on the coffee table is a candle that is still just the light just still a little bit of a flicker on the candle left. And I walk in and I say, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe I left that candle burning." And I realized upon waking that that was indicative of my energy, my life force energy, the candle was. And so there was still a little bit of my energy there. And that's what kind of woke me up to this concept of how we leave our energy in spaces. And in that case, what was interesting, it was like a really good part of my energy. So we leave our energy, whether it's from trauma, because in trauma, we disassociate and leave parts of ourselves. And then, but even in what we consider the good times, there's aspects that we leave as well. And so in today's, in the meditation that I'm going to lead today, we're not going to disseminate between good and bad energy. Energy is energy. It's our energy that we have left. And so there's, no need to have the story around if it's good or bad. We want to take our energy back from where we've left it. So it's neither good nor bad. And then the last couple of months while being here, I've had a series of dreams where I have gone back to these spaces and realized I left certain things. Like one was a checkbook in my old desk that when I was a practicing attorney. And so realizing, you know, reclaiming my sense of money and or making money and or abundance. And then another dream was finding very personal items like jewelry and a dresser. So much of my work comes through my dreams, and it shows me these things. And so my suspicion is I'm not the only one who's left energy in spaces. It's impossible not to, unless you're, like I said, very uber conscious. And even then, it's hard to reclaim it all. So I hope that kind of tease it up a little bit, of giving you an understanding of what the our goal is today. And the main pattern that we do is really disassociate. And so in today's meditation, I'm going to lead you to probably cover three spaces, if not two spaces. And if you're like me, you've lived in a lot more than that. So you can re-listen to the meditation if you would like to cover future spaces. But I'd like to cover one from your childhood, what you consider your childhood home. You don't have to think about that right now. It'll come in the meditation, and then more of an adult home in your adult life. When we're growing up and children, you know, because we can't handle certain things inevitably, there's an aspect of disassociating our energy. And this can literally get stuck in spaces. You know, our space, our homes are simply containers for our emotion. And so this is why there is such an intricate relationship between you, your energy, and your home's energy. It is simply a container of your energy, and depending on the floor plan and the furniture and such things, memories, emotions, thoughts, aspects, energy can get stuck in spaces very easily. And so we're going to be reclaiming aspects of yourself, so retrieving soul aspects of yourself, bringing it back together, and so that you can move forward in a much more integrated way. So that's my goal for today. And again, thank you for joining me. So let's start moving into that. So if you are in a place where you can sit comfortably. Now, if anyone who's re-listening to the recording, if you're in your car or at the gym or something like that, then I suggest you do this on another time when you can be at home and you're quiet, in a quite comfortable space. So otherwise, just find a nice comfortable seat. It can be sitting in a chair or in a meditation space if you have one. And if you're not crossing your legs, then I suggest having your feet on the floor to provide some grounding. And you know, the most important part of any sort of meditation is being comfortable. And I don't suggest laying down, however, unless you're just wanting to fall asleep, which is fine if that's your preference. But sitting upright with your spine erect definitely is the best posture for meditation. If you need a back support from a chair or wall, then absolutely, I highly encourage that. Because if you start feeling, you know, uncomfortable, then you're going to lose focus for sure. So finding that seat, and I always encourage to do something conscious with your hands. So either, you know, interlace them, place them on your knees, you know, whatever, just doing something conscious with your hands. And then let's start to close your eyes and connect with your breath. So taking a few nice deep inhales and exhales. So taking all of your awareness to your breath. And so we're going to bring all of your awareness from just turning your, almost to think about turning your eyes inward instead of outward. Take a couple more nice deep breaths. And so just really taking all of your focus and awareness to your breath. Taking all of your awareness to your body. Feeling any feelings and sensations in your body. Just observing, noticing, staying with the breath as well. And just maintaining that sense of inwardness, knowing that all that matters in this moment is your presentness in your body. So today we're going to be using what's called the Merkava. And we're going to use this as our little space machine to do some space and time traveling. And so for some of you, you're probably very visual through your mind's eye. Others of you may not be. So if you're not a visual type person, then just listen to my words. And you will energetically do what's needed. If you can visualize things, imagine in the seat where you're sitting right now, being enclosed in what's called a Merkaba, which is a six-pointed star, like a three-dimensional six-pointed star. So imagine that structure around you, and you can imagine it kind of like a little thing in a little pod, or like a little Jetson little spaceship, and have it shaped as a three-dimensional six-pointed star. It can be whatever color you want it to be. You can have it lit up. But you know, go ahead and form that little pod around you. And this is going to be not only our space machine, but it's also going to transmute and integrate those energies that we reclaim in a few minutes. So imagining, almost feeling it, you could probably feel that Merkaba around you, right? If your mind ever begins to wander, just taking it back to your breath and imagining yourself in this Merkaba, this little space machine. And so now we're going to travel to your first house. And so this the first house that comes to your mind, and don't think about it. It doesn't have to make sense. Maybe choosing what maybe you consider your childhood home. But even if a different one shows up, then allow that to be. So whichever space comes to you first. And in our little space machine, we're going to fly there and land on the front porch or just inside the front door. So if you're able to visualize this, go ahead and visualize that. If you can't, if you're not a visualizer, then just tell yourself to go to the front steps or the front entry of your childhood home. And once you make it to that house, you can step out of the Merkaba and walk into that house. And some of you, if you're a visualizer, you might be seeing yourself in third person or you might actually be in first person. Either way works. You might even see yourself at that age that you were at that house. So your adult self seeing your child self, or it might just be your adult self walking around. Either way. And so just walking around, see where you want to go in that house. And it could be a walk, or you could just appear in a room, whichever works for you. And so walking around or appearing in a room, notice where you're wanting to go in the house. Notice where you're drawn. Noticing if there's any areas that you're not wanting to go into. Just observing yourself walking around or appearing in a room or noticing if there's an area in the house that you are resistant to going into. If that's the case, I encourage you to maybe push the envelope a little bit and go into that space. And so appearing in a room. And just say out loud or to yourself, I now take back and reclaim all of my energy and power from this space. I now take back and reclaim all of my energy and power from this space. I now reclaim and take back all of my power and energy from this space. You might see it as like magnetic energy being clung back to you, being taken back to you, like you're a big magnet. It might come in any form that is organic for you. If there's any stories replaying that might be happening, but remember, we're not labeling good or bad. We're just taking back any energy. Reclaiming it from that space. If you are seeing your child self, then simply reclaim and take that child self back into yourself and integrate that. And then see where else in the house you want to go, or see where else in the house you don't want to go, and go there. If you come to any rooms that seem dark, then there's probably a reason why, or feel heavy or dense. And so if you come across that, then let's give that area a little space clearing. So imagining that space being really lit up in a yellow, pink, or green light. And this can come in any way you want. It could be like a Pepto-Bismol being poured through it, or like a big spray paint gun that you're just spraying the light through. So we're giving this space, this little space clearing as well, if that feels like it's necessary. And then declaring, I now take back and reclaim all of my energy and power from this space. Now, there may be multiple rooms in the house, but for sake of time, let's just go back to the front door, just inside the front door, and just one last declaration to that space. And I now take back and reclaim all my power and energy from this house. And then say thank you and goodbye. And then getting back into your Merkaba. And turning on a switch in your Merkaba. And this is the transmutation switch. So turning on the switch in the Merkaba and allowing that light, that feeling up the Merkaba, to completely transmute that energy into its highest form, releasing any of it that's no longer necessary for you and transmuting it into its highest form for your benefit and everyone else. And so now, taking the Merkaba, and let's go to your next space. And so I won't put any parameters on this next space, just the first one that comes to mind. It doesn't have to make sense. It doesn't even have to seem like one that was important to you. Just the next space that comes to your mind, let's go there. And again, if you have a hard time visualizing any of this, then just tell your mind to follow the instructions that I'm giving. And so if you're not a big visualizer, then you probably are a more clairaudient, which is information comes through hearing more and through more of the verbal world of words instead of pictures. And so know that that's just as powerful. So let's land on the front door, just outside or inside of the front door in your Merkaba, and step out into the space. Take a look around. Maybe walk around, seeing what you see. It might feel good to be back there. It may not feel good to be back there. Everyone's experience is different. Again, we're not going with good or bad. Energy is energy. Reclaiming your energy. So see if you want to go to a certain room of that house, or if you have resistance to going to a certain room of the house, and go there. If it's feeling dark or heavy, adding some light to the room. So picturing light, yellow, pink, green, maybe even white. And declaring, I now take back and reclaim all of my energy and power from this space. If you see yourself in third person and there's another version of you, reclaiming that person back into you. It could even like just literally be like in the movie Ghost, where there's like a you just take in that person into yourself, but it's you, an aspect of you. And seeing if there's any other rooms in that house that you would like to go to. There might be stories or information with it, or there may not be. It may be working on a very deep subconscious level with things you don't even remember, but trust where your body takes you in your mind's eye. And in whatever room or space you're in next, I now take back and reclaim all of my energy and power from this space. Again, it might come in the visuals of like you being a big magnet and reclaiming these pieces and parts and energy. However it comes to you, or just declaring it is plenty as well. And taking yourself back to the front door, declaring to the entire house, I now take back and reclaim all of my power and energy from this house, from this space. Thank you and goodbye. And getting back into your Merkaba, into your little spaceship pod, turn on that switch, that transmutation switch. You might see your little Merkaba being very lit up, and yellow or white light, green light, pink light, and just lighting up like a big light bulb. And that is transmuting the energy, integrating it into yourself once and for all. So let's take one more last space. So let's take your Merkaba into your third and final space for today, and seeing where you go. Where do you want to go? And taking yourself through the Merkaba to the next house, whichever one comes to you, and landing just inside, outside or inside that door, and going into that space. This space may be a more recent home in your adult life. If you end up actually at the space Well, we're going to end in your the space you live now and just do a space clearing. So if you're already there, that's fine. But if not, we'll get there in a bit. And, you know, a lot of times it's we lose our energy through relationships. That's usually, in, I mean, that was always, I can't imagine a scenario in which it did not have to do with another person. So you might be seeing, replaying those stories or seeing the other person there. And like I said, the story doesn't really matter for today. It's just, it's not really about the other person. It's simply about you and reclaiming your power that may have been either given away or just disassociated from. So if other people show up, then try to not make it about them. You reclaim your power regardless if anyone's there or not. This is all about you. So seeing where you want to go in this next house and taking yourself there. And declaring, I now take back and reclaim all of my energy and power from this space. When you do that, you actually might, if there's another person involved, you might actually just see them disappear. Once you take your power and energy back, they disappear. Seeing if there's any other rooms in that house you want to go to. Whether there's a specific memory or not is irrelevant, but if there is, it very well may appear to you, but you may also go to areas that you didn't even realize or even remember were in the house. And declaring, and now take back and reclaim all my energy and power from this space. I now take back and reclaim all of my energy and power from this space, seeing that energy collecting back to you in whatever form it comes. And then making your way back to the front door. And one last, I now take back and reclaim all of my energy from this house. Thank you and goodbye. Thank you and goodbye. And sitting back into Merkaba, turning on that transmutation light, lighting it up, allowing that energy to transmute into its highest state in your highest and best interest. And now taking your Merkaba, riding off into landing at your current space, wherever you're currently living. And landing in just inside, outside or inside that front door. Walking into your current space. And so we're going to just give it a little bit of an energy clearing. And so a little bit different format than we've been doing with the previous spaces, because now we're present in this space and just want to light it up as much as possible. So as you're walking around in this current space in your mind's eye, just noticing if there's areas that feel a little heavy or areas that you're not necessarily wanting to go into. And we're just going to light energy clear and light up your space. And so in the same ways we did it earlier in your mind's eye, it might just be a big pink Pepto-Bismol energy just, you know, seeping through your space in every nook and cranny. Or it can be a big like spray paint can, just spraying it with light. That light can be yellow, pink, green, maybe even white. Yellow light is usually the color that comes to me, kind of like a light bulb. And just lighting up, walking through and lighting up that entire space. Noticing if there are areas that are a little bit more stubborn, okay? And just kind of making a mental note of that. And that might be areas that you want to visit in real time, in person, and seeing what's in that area. It might be a clutter zone for you, but something to pay attention to and transform on the 3D physical level. All right, so it's information for you of some areas that need to lighten up, usually with regards to clutter, or there might be something that has a dense emotional weight to it that needs to be dealt with. So that's information for you. So just lighting up your current space. And then when you've done the inside, actually you can step just into or outside, just step right outside the house and do it from the exterior too. You can just imagine your space just being lit up like a big Christmas tree or a light bulb, really, a big light bulb that's on a Christmas tree. And if you have any issues around safety or burglary, then you would douse it in a white light. White light is makes things a little bit more invisible, so to speak. So it will be not visible for malintentive people. but if that's not an issue for you, then I would go with a yellow light. Or green or pink. But that is a very effective burglary system or security system, white light. So if you ever feel unsafe in your house, before you go to bed, you can just visualize dousing your house in white light. So otherwise, just lighting it up like a big light bulb. And then sitting back into your Merkaba. Turning on that transmutation light or switch so that you can be lit up yourself. And just, I now transmute all aspects of myself for the highest form of integration. And dousing yourself with that white light or yellow light, pink light, green light, and giving yourself a nice little energy bath. Feeling yourself lit up from the inside out. From the inside out. So it might start at your solar plexus or your heart, imagining that light and you being lit up like a big light bulb. And coming into your physical body now, into this seat that you're in now, wherever that is. So bringing all of your awareness back into your physical body in the 3D in this moment. Coming back to the present moment, into your body, into your physical body right now. Starting to feel your body again, feeling any sensations, and beginning to slowly, slowly, slowly open your eyes, coming back into the present moment, coming into the physical space you're in now. So, some of you may want to journal on any experiences that you had in those other spaces because there's a lot there and a lot for, I guess that was like a 20-minute meditation. So we covered a lot of time and space. And so if you need to go back, journal on any of those that came up so that you can fully process the experience or, you know, re-listen to the meditation. I'll be sending out the link and going back if you need to cover more spaces. But that was a lot for for this session, or for one session. So I'm new to this podcast format, and I know there's a way to take calls or chat. So if anyone wants to make a comment, I think there's a way you can do it on your end. I think there's also a way for you to, if you're on the phone, a way to let me know you have a question or comment. So if any of those are visible to you and obvious and you have a question or comment, now would be the time for that. All right. Well, if no one has any questions or comments, then again, I just want to thank you so much for being here live, having your energy here live. And then for those re-listening, thank you for participating. And like I said, you know, replay it as many times as you'd like. The next podcast will be, it's on the podcast list. Let me just get the date here. April 16th, I'll have Becky Bacon as my guest. So in the future, I'll be having guests. It won't just be me. We'll be talking about clutter, all things clutter, and clutter be gone once and for all, and really going to the root of why we hold on to the things that we hold on, and some very practical tips as well. So stay tuned for that in April, and then in May, I also have a show with a guest. So stay tuned for all. I'm really excited about all things space related to talk to you guys about. So let's see. It looks like someone might have a question. All right. Well, thank you everyone for joining me, and have a wonderful, wonderful day.